Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Loayza County naturalist Lana Arts McComb about the Tri-County Pedal. So this Tri-County bike ride is called Musclo Des, which is funny because it actually starts in Des Moines County, doesn't it?
Yes, we're going backwards, so Deslo Musk, I guess, this year.
So what is Loayza County Conservation's part in this bike ride?
So we have partnered with Loayza County Trails Council to put on this ride. So I have been planning it along with Jeannie Mott, who is part of Loayza County Trails Council. And it is to highlight the trails in our county as well as the connections that we have with the counties, you know, on either side of us.
Is this like the first time that this has been held, or is it in several years?
This is the third annual Tri-County Pedal.
All right. So what kind of turnout have you had in the previous years?
It has been pretty great turnout. We are expecting a much higher turnout this year because we were able to advertise this ride as RAGBRAI was coming through our county. And so we were able to speak directly with the audience that we anticipate to participate in this ride in September. So it should be a really exciting year. We've had, I think they had a good 50 riders last year. I wasn't involved in it. I hadn't started working here yet. But this year we're expecting many more just because we got to talk to the RAGBRAI riders.
Well, that works out nicely then.
Yeah, it did work out perfectly.
All right. So what's the point of this bike ride?
Well, we have quite a few bike trails. We are in Loayza County, part of the Mississippi River Valley Trails area, essentially highlighting the things that you can do in the Mississippi River Valley. And so we have been working to establish bike trails throughout our county. We have a new one that we just started working on County Road X61. And we were hoping actually to do this bike ride on that brand new trail, but because of extensive road construction, we can't do it. It wouldn't be safe this year. So we're just, you know, hoping to bring cyclists into our county that will hopefully return when we get all of these other trails finalized. We have sections of road open on X61 for cyclists. And then we have, you know, countless other areas where cyclists can go.
So are you working pretty closely with the conservation boards of Des Moines and Muscatine counties then as well?
Correct. And we hope, you know, an idea in the future would be to work even closer with them to get it to be a longer ride. Cyclists tend to enjoy rides that are of some significant distance. I think this year it's 47 miles, but it would be great to continue further into either Des Moines County or Muscatine County.
All right. So what's the route like through Loayza County? Where will it take the riders?
It will take the riders. We start down in Yarmouth, Iowa, and we're going to go up between Yarmouth through the Morning Sun area, and then our lunch stop is actually going to be in one of the city parks in Columbus Junction. So we've partnered with the city to put our lunch stop on, and then they'll be continuing north out of Columbus Junction through that Iowa River Valley and going up. At some point, we angle east and go towards Muscatine, and we stop at a winery for the finish line.
So whose idea was it originally to have this?
You know what? That is a fantastic question. I believe that it was, again, a collaboration. Loayza County Conservation has members of our staff that serve on the Loayza County Trails Council because those organizations work very closely together to establish both water trails, hiking trails, and cycling trails in our county. And so I think from the very beginning it was a joint venture. We do so much work in our county to highlight our water trails and our hiking trails. It was a joint venture to bring in that third component and try to highlight the cycling opportunities that we have in our county. But I don't unfortunately know the specifics. I wasn't here when it started.
Is there anything else about the Musclo Des event that you'd like to let people know about?
I would love to let people know that we are accepting walk-in registration. So we prefer, obviously, that people get on our website at loayzacountyconservation.org to register for this event. But we do accept walk-in registers the morning of. People can come to Yarmouth, Iowa, and they can get registered, and they can participate in the ride just like anyone else who had pre-registered. It's going to be a great day with a lot of sights to see, and then it ends in wine, which is always a great thing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lana Arts McComb. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.